Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Morena Grace.
Hello, hello. Ciao, ciao.
7 a.m. in the morning for this beautiful girly.
She's up and out. She's tired. She's sleep deprived, but happy to be here. No one I'd rather see first thing in the a.m.
You're so sneaky. You didn't even tell me yesterday as we were speaking about this beautiful Parfum issue 2. You're insane. Shoot for the cover, and then we get off the call and you're like just posting on your way to the Louis Vuitton show about the cover of the second issue of the magazine you edit. You're so inspirational.
Oh my god, stop. No, it's also like everything seems to happen at once, and it's, I think by the time you've spent so like long doing it, like this is literally just months and months and months. Like it just feels like a technicality posting it. You kind of forget what a big thing it is. But it's, yeah, thank you. It's really exciting. I'm very happy to see it, like, out in the world and people responding nicely. And, yeah, it's just cool. Love Genixa.
The shoot is so sick.
It's so cool, right? So I was obsessed with this Instagram account called Director Fits. And then when we just, like, figured out we were shooting Genixa with Dana, who's, like, this great photographer, we were just like all in a meeting and like trying to figure it out. And then we just had this moment where we were like, it needs to be in character as Director Fits, because we had like all of the inspiration on the board. And then that was just, yeah, very fun and exciting when the pics came in.
Yeah, that's so cool. So did they shoot it in LA?
They shot it in LA, and the stylist, like, it was all just very, as it always is, just very tight, like limited schedules, quite last minute. The stylist was like running around LA trying to find like Spike Lee basketball shorts from a vintage store an hour before the shoot. So it was hectic, but it was cool. She's just so cool, Genixa.
Yeah, how was the interview?
It was great. She's just very like deep thinker, very smart. I just feel like she's kind of on a different frequency to everyone else.
She's yeah. Just
so like creative and cool. But yeah.
And when is it out? Do some plugging. The girls have asked, people have been DMing and writing on Patreon where they can get it from. I think they Gorgeous. Should just go to the website and look at the stockists, but Grace can yes. tell you all.
Go to the website. So the website actually is like relaunching today. So you can buy it at the website, like online, or there's a full list of stockists. By the time this comes out, it'll be live. So you got two options, girlies, and go out and buy it. Support independent mags.
And will it still be at that gorgy little shop in Notting Hill, and we can do a shoot for issue
yes.
two?
I had when to is send it out? Zach down with a box. It's out now. Came out yesterday.
Oh, amazing.
I know. So it's fun. It's fun, like, being funny, trying to, like, hustle it into new places. Because it's just we're just so like grassroots that it's literally just like cold emailing people, or sometimes just rocking up at stores and being like, hi.
So good.
But
you're a busy, busy girl, aren't you?
I mean, busy this week.
We need to do a how she gets it. The cut needs to do a how Grace O'Neill gets it done thing. And you'll be like, I sleep for 17 hours and then I wake up, do a podcast and then publish a magazine.
This is like literally it's taken a year. You know what I mean? It just it feels like that's what's nice about doing something slow in this world of like constant output, because like through that whole period, there are so many times where you're like, fuck, I'm like not doing anything. Will this actually happen? Like just feeling, it's just, you know, like this output focused world.
Yeah, exactly. I think I was saying to people when I was back in Australia, I was just like, it's also just so nice. Yeah, when you remember what the whole point of it is beyond like this, when you take away the output side of it and remember that the point of the reason we're writers and the reason people do what they do, the things that they love doing, is to do the creation. And so like that long process of you being able to actually have the time and the brain space to come up with an amazing concept for that shoot. Usually it would be like, right, we have to shoot this person. We have to shoot them tomorrow. It has to come out in 2 weeks' time. Like, and you just fucking do what you can in that time. And then always you're like, I don't even love that. Or I didn't even write that well. Or the shoot could have been so much better. Or if I'd had time to think about it. And it's so nice to just take all of that away and be creating, because that's the purpose of it. And I think that, like, obviously these corporate entities just like jam that out of you, because to make money, it has to work a certain way usually. And there's just like so many different rungs in the system that when someone has a creative idea, the next person's just like, I'm too tired and too busy to listen to that. And then eventually you just stop having creative ideas and start, like, it's hard to force your brain to get back into that even when you're freelance.
100%. It's so hard. And it's like, even just doing the plug for people buying it, it's like, I think just people understanding that to do something that's like different and out of the norm of what, you know, everything else in publishing is. But it's like, it costs a lot of money and it's reliant on it finding a base of people that like can see and appreciate what you're doing. You know what I mean? It's just like a different way of doing it. And it's reliant on people parting with their money basically to invest in it.
Well, it's also, yeah, and it's also like you guys, everyone involved in these kind of independent magazines or in these independent creative projects, everyone's doing it for the love of it. So it's like everyone's hustling, everyone's like working overtime, everyone's kind of just putting in so much effort because they want it to be successful. And that's what makes it so I remember my friend released, Jamie, Marie Shipton, released a magazine in the UK actually called Pull Letter, and literally like basically started doing that just for the passion of being able to create these shoots herself, like, you know, have creative control, get a team together, have stuff in print, because she's a stylist, so she's super visual and loves like doing those photo shoots, and then being able to actually get them published is a nightmare if you're not working with like a big magazine or whatever. And then my friend was just like really confused, and she was like, wait, why are they doing that? Like, why are they creating a magazine? That feels so random today. And I was like, for literally the love of it. Like,
yes,
the whole initial point of this whole thing we call life. Like, for the love of it, for like being able to create, for putting these stories out into the world, putting these shoots out into the world. Like, it's not for the fucking money, that's for sure. It's for like passion.
Yeah, exactly. And I think people need to get, I think there was this period where like magazines just became more and more and more commercial as it became like harder and harder and harder to get people to buy them. And now there's been this like incredible counter reaction to that, where people are going super niche and like super creative, and yeah, just getting amazing people together like Jamie and creating incredibly creative, interesting work. But I think that also there's a bit of a disconnect that we've talked about before in terms of like how you like feeling empowered to make decisions with how you spend your money about the things that you want to see in the world or the things that you want to exist in the world. And I think about all the time, like even when we spoke to Sophia Rowe and she was talking about like we make these micro decisions every day about what we want the world to look like. Like mine is I always go to fucking Sainsbury's to get food because I can't be fucked getting £10 cash to get groceries from like a family run fruit and vegetable store. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like I'm choosing to do that every single day, but I like switch my brain off to it because I just think I'm powerless and I don't want to think about it. And it's like the accumulation of that over time would be huge for them and would mean that like that family could open more stores. Like, you know, it's we don't think about the way we track what we invest in that often. And I think it's really important if you're interested in that kind of thing. If you don't give a fuck about it, don't. But like if you are interested, it's great to like
Even with our podcast, like I'm just like people genuinely will message us if, for example, like last week when we skipped a week because we're tired, busy girls, and now you've seen how much creation has been happening. There were so many messages of people being like, "Where is the app? Where is the app? Where is the app?" And while obviously, like, this is a two-way street, we couldn't do this without the listeners. At the same time, it's like we don't actually make that much money at all from the main episode. And like you, if you love listening to this thing every single week, then like $5, the cost of a coffee to support two people to continue being able to create shouldn't be that much money. But like you still think about it so much more than you would if you spent $5 anywhere else. Like $5 for me, I would just like, you know, burn it, whatever, buy like a fucking oat milk matcha latte in America and it's $16, which is like 3 months of our podcast. Sorry, $16, $8, which is like 3 months of our bloody podcast. I think our podcast is $2.50 if you just do the low tier. And
yes,
if everyone... Bargain
basement prices.
Obviously, we're talking to the wrong audience because you guys actually do subscribe. But I am like, if everyone just... I don't know. Yeah, it's just funny if you just think about putting your money towards people you really... I mean, I'm similar. Like, I'll subscribe to Substacks and then I won't read it for a while. Then I'll unsubscribe. And then I'm like, but you would just... Because the money's coming out. But then it's like you would just spend that money in a heartbeat on, like, the most random shit today. I bought two different lunches today. And I was like, that means nothing to me.
What is that detachment? I think it's that thing that we talked about of, like, when you, if you give a homeless person money and you give them more than you wanted to, or like when I was at Liverpool Street Station, I always remember a guy, it wasn't even swindled. It's so funny that I was going to use the word swindled. He had like a routine basically. And then I ended up giving him £40
because
he
followed me station.
To the cat. You got to just power through at that station or you're going to come out a poor woman. But I remember feeling so like violated afterwards. I felt so bad about myself and so like I'd been tricked or something.
That was because you got tricked, which I think is a bit different.
It's a bit different, but I'm also like, I just think we are just trained under capitalism, but we are to just feel so good about spending money on completely selfish, self-absorbed things for ourselves. Like buy a little treat, buy yourself buying expensive handbag or shoes or doing whatever. We never really feel actual guilt for that. It's like joke guilt of like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But we feel this weird, deeper feeling when I feel like it when I see money come out of my account for like Now TV to watch Succession. And that's basically just paying for probably the best show on TV to exist. And I feel I feel like I'm being fucked over when that comes out of my account. Like I feel like an idiot and I don't know. And it's because it's not about my own personal enjoyment.
Yeah, I don't know what it is because it's it's funny because like I feel like that when I buy or I feel guilty or like it's just money that I don't need to be spending when I spend money on magazines, which is A, what I love, B, my career. And like if they didn't exist, I wouldn't be doing much. And then like, I don't know, it's a nice little I don't know. It's so weird how you contextualize what is what you do feel weird about and what you don't. I think because food mm-hmm. feels like a necessity, fueling my body feels like a necessity. When I spend like hundreds of dollars on food, I just don't think twice.
Yeah.
When that's just also just such a waste when you're just buying lunch out. You don't even get to keep that. You get to keep a gorgeous magazine.
Exactly. It's like there's different kinds of money in your brain or something.
Yeah.
How?
It's very interesting.
It's very interesting. Money, money, money.
How is the Louis Vuitton show?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save